Welcome to More with Mojo, where I will be going solo to talk about my thoughts on topics outside the scope of our regular podcast episodes. In this first ever episode, I will be covering seasons 4 to 6 of Cartoon Network's regular show, and this will be kind of a sequel of sorts to our podcast episode where we covered seasons 1 to 3. So yeah, let's just jump right into it by touching on something that I brought up into the main podcast episode, and that is continuity. I stand by what I said in the episode. I still agree that you could pick up almost any episode of regular show and enjoy it for what it is. It's just, for people actually binge-watching the show, there is a strand of continuity. It's just that the continuity in regular show is structured a bit differently than it is in any other kids' cartoon, because really it's structured more like a sitcom, where all the continuity comes not from any overarching plot or driving force, but instead the everyday situations of normal people and how their relationships change them and how they grow as characters. For example, in the first 4 seasons of regular show, the main sense of continuity we get is the relationship between Mordecai and Margaret. We see them get to know each other, we see them flirt, we see them even share their first kiss before Margaret ultimately has to move away, so she could attend her dream school. And this relationship has effects on both Mordecai and, to a lesser degree, Margaret, but, has effects on them, and later has effects on CJ and Mordecai's relationship, and CJ and Margaret's relationship, and that's continuity. It's a different type of continuity, but it's continuity. Okay, with that little bit aside, let's get into talking about that continuity. So at the end of season 3, we were left off with Mordecai and Margaret having their first kiss, which Mordecai promptly reverses via time travel because, regular show. But yeah, so they have their first kiss again later, obviously, and they start having this pseudo-relationship before Margaret abruptly has to leave because she got accepted into her dream school. Enter Cloudy J, or CJ, if you will, the new love interest for Mordecai starting season 5. She was briefly introduced in season 3, and I talked about her in the podcast where I thought she would be a cool character, and man, was I right. Automatically, right off the bat, as soon as she's reintroduced in season 5, she's a much more interesting character than Margaret ever was. Where Margaret was only interested in doing work and going to school, CJ gets a lot more involved in the plot of the episodes she's involved in. She has a lot more interests with Mordecai. She likes playing video games. She likes camping. She likes a lot of the same music he does. They make mixtapes for each other. And I know at this point I'm basically shipping, but that's all the show has, so I'm going to indulge. And really quickly, I'd like to go on a tangent about why I think CJ is such an interesting character. Back when she was introduced in season 3, I thought she would just be like a cool and more interesting love interest for Mordecai, and really she is, but more than that, she's a more complex character, and for other reasons, like, say her anger issues. She has anger issues out the wazoo, and I can relate to that, but she jumps to conclusions and reacts angrily before she has all the information, and she seems to be majorly insecure in her relationship with Mordecai, always thinking the worst of him and his intentions with Margaret. Characters with flaws like this leave a lot of room for growth and make for more engaging and interesting characters on the whole. Anyway, now off that tangent. While Mordecai and CJ are off doing their thing, Rigby is secretly getting into a relationship with Eileen. And it's not really revealed until the end of season 6, but it's kind of pretty obvious just by the fact of how much more screen time Eileen seems to get. And the first 3 seasons, she gets 5 appearances. And the next 3... 20. That's a pretty big increase. And during this screen time, she actually grows the character quite a bit. She goes from being just a girl at the coffee shop, like Margaret was, and is shown to have interests outside of work and school. She likes to do interpretive dance. She gets more involved in the plots of the episodes she's in. She, just like CJ, she becomes more, not necessarily a member of the main cast, but a less of a bit character. Rigby gets character growth as well. While Rigby was kind of truly hateable in the first 2 seasons of the show, eventually he stops becoming the main instigator of every damn problem and becomes a more enjoyable character. Take the episode Eileen Flat Screen, for example. The plot revolves around Eileen winning a flat screen TV but being unable to get it home because she has to go to work. Not only does Rigby volunteer to take it back to her house for her, he wants to hook it up and surprise her with the fact that it's already set up and ready to go. This is a stark contrast to old Rigby. Old Rigby would have never volunteered for extra work, or if he did, he would have done it just so he could play with the flat-screen TV himself. But here, he seemingly actually wanted to do it for Eileen. Mordecai actually points this out, that it's quite a big character change for Rigby. Another way Rigby's newfound empathy and care for others has been shown is how he helps Mordecai get over his breakups with Margaret and CJ. At first, it may seem like he's just doing it so he doesn't have to listen to a depressed Mordecai be around, and maybe that's part of it, but also he kind of... It's really kind of shown that he actually cares about his friend and wants what's best for him. And he really kind of goes out of his way to help Mordecai get over his tough times. These examples really kind of show how Rigby has grown as a character. Speaking of Mordecai and his relationships, this brings me to an observation I had. In the main podcast, Deus spoke about how he thought this cartoon got the title Regular Show, and he thought it was a deconstruction of what it means to be regular. And while I don't disagree with that, I don't find it the best or only possible reason for why it's called Regular Show. I really feel it has to do with how all the issues the characters seemingly have to deal with are really regular issues. Yes, they're cranked up to 11 by adding supernatural things, but a lot of the times all the major problem that's trying to be solved is regular everyday things like not wanting to work or girl issues or whatever. They're all really down-to-earth real problems cranked up to 11 and with supernatural added stuff for fun and satire. Anyway, there are other bits of continuity as well. Say, Thomas. He's an anthropomorphic goat introduced at the beginning of season 4, and he's meant to be an intern at the park. It really kind of seems he was introduced just to solely give someone below Mordecai and Rigby, and it's okay. It works out. The character dynamics are interesting. And in true regular show fashion, there ends up being a twist. Thomas ends up not being Thomas at all. He ends up being Nikolai, the Russian spy sent to America to steal chunks of land to fly into Russian missiles. There's also the continuity of Muscle Man and Starla's engagement. While I genuinely find Muscle Man a pretty disagreeable and unlikable character, he does get genuine character growth in these seasons. He seems to have reservations and nervousness about his wedding with Starla, going so far as almost leaving her at the altar because he doesn't have confirmation that this is what he should be doing from his father. Like, as much as Muscle Man is a dislikable character, he does have character growth, and it is shown. It's just, the show is not necessarily better for having it, and I don't think it would necessarily be worse if it was cut. The last bit of continuity I want to cover in this recording has to do with Skips. Skips' backstory is really elaborated on in these seasons. It is shown how he became immortal, how he met his girlfriend who inspired him to change his name to Skips from Walks, and a lot of stuff is elaborated on. The problem is that it's so spread out, even for regular show. We so rarely get a Skips episode that you can't really establish a really long-term love of the character. At least I couldn't. It's like, we don't get to see him enough. He's a fun, interesting character, and I think the show is better for having him, and his continuity is nice and interesting. I just wish they had done more with him. You'll notice how I left out Benson, and that's because Benson really doesn't change much from where he was in the first 3 seasons. He still just mostly focuses on trying to get Mordecai and Rigby to work, and he really doesn't have much in the way of plot going for him right now. He's just kind of there. Even High Five Ghost had more continuity and plot than him. High Five Ghost had episodes and flashbacks about a lost love or lost love connection that he wanted to reunite with. Benson just kind of exists. So yeah, that's basically all I have to say about regular shows seasons 4 through 6. I really enjoyed the show, and I'm glad I continued it past the scope of our podcast, and I plan on enjoying the rest of regular show. I'm going to be watching the rest of the show, seasons 7, 8, and the movie, and recording another one of these More with Mojo episodes for the podcast to let you know what I think about those when they have been digested. So yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope you guys tune in for the next one. I'll catch you next time.